No, not November. No, December. Dry December, whatever. Who are you even doing this for? Only for yourself. I mean, no one will believe you that you lasted anyways. So why not lie to them? Tell them I did it. I didn't jerk off once during November, during December, January, February, March, April, la la la. How long do you want to keep this going? It's unnecessary, and it is so cruel. Gotta help yourself. Jerking off is a form of self-care. Of blowing off some steam. Dealing with this cruel world. You need to take those minutes. Usually for you, it's just very few minutes. To just be with yourself and with your body. Let your thoughts wander to that hot girl at the gym you saw the other day, or that cute girl at Starbucks, that cashier at the drugstore. Damn, she had some tits. And you did notice that one of those buttons were unbuttoned. She probably knew you were coming. Such a naughty girl. She probably wants you to pull her over that counter and fuck her right there on all the groceries. Caught by the security camera. Kinda hot, isn't it? Or what about that girl you saw on the bus the other day? She kept looking at you. She was kind of shy, a little awkward, but underneath that coat, you damn know that she has a bomb body under that. Who else could you be thinking about while you're doing yourself? Ah, someone who just came home. Hasn't she been the subject of your dirty thoughts for a long time? You know what she usually does once she came home? Yes, go over there. You hear that? She's pulling open the drawer. Throwing her stuff on the ground, pulling open the drawer to her little secret drawer. Pulling out the vibrator, the lube, and then she probably thinks you're not home, but you are. So there's nothing wrong with peeking. Just a little, you know, just have a little look. I mean, if she thinks that no one's home, chances are good that her door is open just a little bit. And you know, when the door is open just a little bit, you can already see her bed. Isn't that perfect? Perfectly positioned in her room. For her big brother to spy on her. Come on, just look at her. You don't even have to touch yourself. Just looking. It happens so rarely that she comes home and you're home too, and your parents aren't. And it happens even more rarely that she forgets to close the door What if she forgot to close the door? You need to look. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Come on. Go ahead. You don't have to break your streak of success with no nutting. Just look. See if she's doing it right. What kind of a vibrator is she using today? Sounds like a rather strong one. Sounds like she really needs to blow off some steam. See? She does it right. She's doing what's right for her body. She's listening to its needs. She is doing herself something very good. She's not so cruel to herself like you are. She doesn't need to prove anything to anyone. You hear that? She starts to get wilder. Come on. Go over there and look. You want to see it. The way her body arches when she's in so much pleasure. Her moaning when it gets louder, when she's close to coming. When her body's just rippling with pleasure. Her panting breaths. She's probably playing with her tits, too. Her perfect, huge tits. Oh. That's a good boy. I know you wouldn't miss this chance. Be careful. Very, very quiet. If she hears a little creak, she'll snap out of it. Just also. Yes! I told you. The door's open. She has no clue you're here. Jackpot. Oh, it's not just a little slit that's open. It's like you can see everything. But you're in the perfect angle because she cannot really see you like this, right? Oh. Not if she's in the lustful haze. Not as she does not expect anyone to be here. She just has to turn her head a little bit and really look. And she would see you. Glaring at her, just lustfully watching her. You little naughty pervert. That's disgusting. Noises that she makes. Heavenly, right? Her moans are just the prettiest. She's really feeling so good. I mean, if you touched yourself just a little bit, just through the pans, I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, you're not technically jerking off, you're just massaging an area of your body that has nothing to do with jerking off. And I know that you can feel the pressure building. The moment you heard her come through the door, you knew. Withstanding jerking off would be so hard because she's in the house now. And once she's here, if she feels it, no. There's only one way to find out. But you were too shy for that. You would never do that. So, the closest thing you can ever get to fucking her is to do mutual. Well, unseen together, masturbation. She's masturbating. You're masturbating. It's almost like you've been intimate together. I mean, you're still lucky. Other guys will never come that close to her. Just a little scratching that itch. When she's laying there like that, eyes closed. Her hand between between her legs, holding that dildo in place so it's at the perfect spot, massaging her clitoris. Just imagine how wet she is. God. You would slide right into that. Oh, it's nice and plump and ready for you. Oh, you're pathetic, you know? So weak. And there you are, massaging your crotch, trying to ease that huge bulge you have right there. Good luck with that. Because you see, she's getting closer and closer. God, that orgasm is building like crazy. Oh, that orgasm. It will be just beautiful. Waves and waves of pleasure just crashing over her body. She's on the edge. God, she really thinks that no one's home. I never heard a woman scream in pleasure like that, have you? Really perfection. She's really just a goddess, isn't she? Ready to be worshipped. My God. She really needed that, didn't she? Who knows what happened to her? Has she been horny this entire day? Did someone anger her and that anger turns into horny? Was she just stressed out and just needed this so badly to blow off some steam? God, you see her panting like that? The way she let her head fall back and just couldn't stop coming and coming and coming. God, it's amazing, right? Sometimes it just takes a couple seconds, and sometimes it just keeps on giving. Oh. But look at that. She wasn't the only one who came, was she? My God. I don't think that you will ever make it through November. I mean, technically you didn't jerk off, but does it count when you just came in your pants? Were you imagining coming inside her? That friction that you were feeling was not your pants. That it was her pussy gripping your cock. Trust me. Nothing that you could ever put your cock into would come close to what she will feel like inside. Oh shit, you should go. I think she's coming too again. Yeah, you better go. Put on those headphones over your head and just pretend like you were here the entire time, but you didn't hear a thing because you were blasting your crappy, shitty music all day long. Everything to make sure that she will keep that door open the next time, too.